You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome on back to Dana and Parks. Good friend of mine just texted, and she is absolutely right. Since we are talking weather and soccer, you might want to mention that some fan fests are already canceling out of an abundance of caution for tomorrow.
Fan fest has not canceled. Some watch parties.
Yes, the main fan fest is still on, but on Wednesday, this afternoon, the city of Lawrence announced that their Score Lawrence Soccer Street Party is moving inside to the Granada from 4 to 9 p.m., which is hilarious.
That's going to be a rager.
Yeah, which will include the 6 p.m. start time for Netherlands, Tunisia. Forecasted weather conditions with chances for rain and lightning are resulting in the canceling of Pitch Lenexa's soccer watch party, which was scheduled to take place at the Lenexa City Center. Decision was made, quote, out of an abundance of caution to ensure the safety of attendees, volunteers, vendors, and partners. Pitch Lenexa's next watch party will be held Saturday, July 11th.
Well, we've seen the way that the weather spins up, and we don't want a lot of people out in a field.
That is true. What do we need to expect with respect to La Horange? What is happening tomorrow, Dan?
I'm sorry, you have something in your throat.
L'Orange.
No. Oranje.
L'Oranje.
No. Oranje.
Oranje.
There you go. Pretty close.
Oranje.
Well, it's starting in... Oh, my gosh. It's starting an hour earlier. They moved it up.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, the gathering is at 9:30, power and light. We might have some sprinkles, maybe a little rain, but that's okay.
Okay.
The gathering at 9:30. They are stepping off at 11:15. Instead of later, as it was planned. So just to kind of fit into that window. And they're going down Grand.
Okay.
Just like any good Kansas City sports parade does. And there's just going to be a lot more dancing.
Good. Check, 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 and check again before you go to your watch party tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow evening, right?
Tomorrow evening specifically.
Yep.
Based on what's going on weather-wise. All right, good. I didn't tell you guys this. I called my dad and told him about this. I've told all my kids about this. We're into ant season. You leave the sugar out. You leave some syrup out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There are ants everywhere.
We've had some ant problems here in the studio.
I did not learn this until late last night. And I'm telling everyone that I meet to pass this on.
Okay.
There is a hack to stop ants coming into your house permanently. Okay. Leave a saucer of milk outside, just a tiny little bit. Apparently, when you do that, the adult ants will drink it, and it has some bizarre effect on ant reproduction. So it's not going to kill the adults, but eventually, the young ants, when that milk is consumed, are born without like toes, feet, so they cannot climb in.
Okay.
The effect,
watch out for those ant toes.
The effect is called lactose in toddler ants.
No.
Get out.
No.
Get.
That was a huge setup for a terrible joke.
Oh, my God.
The effect is called lactose in toddler ants.
My goodness. Can she be put in timeout, Sam?
You guys, we went fishing until like 10 o'clock last night, and we got in bed. And I, you know when you're just so tired, you're giddy, and you can't stop giggling?
Yeah.
I saw that on one of my pun websites that I follow. I could not stop laughing. And Johnny goes, not funny, go to bed. And I, you know, the more you think about something that's that stupid,
the more you giggle,
the more you laugh. The lights are out, and I'm like... He goes, still not funny.
Wow.
You're welcome. You can pass on that.
I do have to commend you. That was an A-plus setup. You got me good. I thought you were about to tell me a real hack on how to get
toes in toddler
I was going to ask if it was, does it have to be cow milk? Or can it be almond milk?
It can be any milk. Go home and tell your loved ones to put the milk out to stop the ants from coming in.
Oh, my God.
And I knew something was up when you said ant toes, because I'm like, ants don't have toes.
How do you know, Sam?
And I'm like, oh my God, the baby ants, they're going to be deformed. That's just so mean.
They're just stumps.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Hilarious.
Okay.
Now so I'm driving into work today.
Yeah, please.
And, you know, the classic old man thing, because I am an old man, mm-hmm. is when somebody drives by you too quickly, you have to get mad at them.
You have to look. No, you don't have to get mad, but you give them the Kermit the Frog.
So I turn left on a Shawnee Mission Parkway like I do every day, and this guy in a Kia with handicap plates flies by me at what seemed like 1,000 miles an hour. And naturally, I wanted to shake my fist like an angry old man. Ah! And I was a little annoyed because I was like, dude, what the heck, man? We're just driving. It's a 45-mile-an-hour road.
Right.
Chill out. You don't have to go 80. He ends up in front of me at the stoplight.
That always happens.
And his windows are all down. He has silver white hair.
Yeah.
The hair that he has left. He clearly is an older man. I probably, by the back of his head, would say in his 70s, pushing 80s. He has all of his windows down and is blaring Queen so loud that it is bouncing off of the vehicle next to him and playing into car. And I can hear him singing over it. And he is dancing back and forth, just having the time of his life.
He wasn't trying to be a jerk. He was lost in the joy of
That's
music.
Right. For a moment, I was ready to honk. I was ready to give him the California howdy. I was like, dude, chill out. I don't know why that triggered me so much. And once I saw that he was just having such a good time, I was like, I want to be mad, but I can't. You're just over there doing you.
One of the times I've been pulled over, I was rocking out to Willie Nelson's son. Is it Luke Wilson? I always forget. Anyway, it'll come to me. Okay. Willie Nelson's son is incredible. He's an incredible guitar player. And I was jamming down Mission Road, listening to one of his songs. And, you know, you just look down and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going 45. And that's all it was. I wasn't angry. I wasn't in a hurry.
Yeah.
I was just windows down, carefree, jamming out to the music. And the officer was like, don't care, license and registration.
Yeah.
I'm like, but Willie Nelson's son. No.
So I just wonder what other times out there you really want to be mad at somebody for something. Maybe they cut you in line and whatever. And you're just like, well, they're living their best life. You cannot be mad at them.
Plus, when you get older, you start to lose your hearing. So you have to turn up the music.
And Sam, that's a great point. Even had you yelled at that individual, he couldn't hear you over the music or the wax in his ears,
and
right?
The 29-year-old yelling at the what looked like an 80-year-old, slow down!
Slow down,
old really
man!
Funny.
Yeah, that would have been actually very, very bizarre.
You may have pulled a pistol.
For what do you think?
Daniel,
for what do you think should people be fired for bad behavior in public? And I want, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say 10 is the worst thing you can do. And I don't mean homicide, but I mean just inexcusable behavior. On a scale of 1 to 10, where does this fall? Because this woman has been fired by JPMorgan Chase, and it's gone viral back and forth. Half the people think she shouldn't have been fired. Half the people think she's an idiot and she should be fired. And I said to Sam out in the newsroom, she did not say the N-word. She did not punch an elderly man in the face. Think of all of the stories that have gone viral and then ... you lose your job. We had one in the stack last week, Sam. It was an old guy that went into a women's restroom screaming at the dad who had his two little girls in the women's restroom trying to help them go to the bathroom and wash their hands at a rest stop.
Down in Oklahoma, yeah.
That old jerk was fired for how he treated that family. He lost his job, okay? This woman, I'm not saying she should go join Mensa here. She emptied a Knicks trash can on the street. She littered. And then she walked off with the trash can.
A Knicks trash can or a
bright orange, bright blue
owned trash can?
It says a Knicks trash can.
Well,
she has been fired.
I do believe it would have been a city-owned trash can with the Knicks logo on it. Yes.
She is 40 years old. She was an executive with J.P. Morgan Chase. Previously served as executive director there. She's got a long old bio. And she was caught on camera after the basketball game.
The Knicks victory.
Tossing the trash out in, like, people go crazy during these either celebrations or like
this was during the parade, by the way.
During the parade, people, you know, climb in trees and lose their pants. You guys, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
What is your behavior that if you said in this industry, and banking is obviously more, it's a little more buttoned down than certainly radio, but anything.
The bar is real low here.
Yeah, the bar is really low here.
Really low.
But outside of doing something truly horrible, is this a fireable offense? Because I looked at Sam and I go, I mean, it's juvenile.
I will tell you that 30 people on the text line have already chimed in, and not a single one says she should have kept her job.
Oh.
Not a single one.
Is that because they disagree with what she did, or they disagree with her politics, which I'm not getting into? Because one of the stories is all screaming about the title she had at her job. I could not care less about her race, what she believes politically. It cannot be about that, because people get it too.
I think the title matters, not the department. I absolutely think the title matters.
I don't, because I think that brings politics into this.
Well, no, the department brings politics into it. But title as director most certainly comes into play.
Oh, she's the director? She's in charge?
She is the director. In charge in some form or fashion of a department.
And so she was seen on video during a celebration littering.
Yes.
By emptying a trash can.
Yes.
And then taking city property.
Yes.
Committing
as
theft.
A
so
souvenir.
Dumb. It's so dumb. I'm not saying she gets the parking space up front as the smartest employee of the month. We're going to fire somebody. Like, you know what else is juvenile? Toilet papering somebody. Right? Think of all the dumb things we do in our adult lives. And I mean, for some of you, maybe you've never done a dumb thing. There's others of you listening and you know who you are. Oh, uh-huh. Glad that wasn't caught on tape, right?
Toilet papering is not a crime.
It's littering and it's usually trespassing.
It probably can be depending on
it's
how
littering,
they want to prosecute it.
And it's usually trespassing. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls on that straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. By the way, under New York City law, theft of property valued under $1,000 is typically charged as it's small larceny. It's a misdemeanor. I'm not saying it's okay.
What we're talking about is the Knicks fan who has been fired from her director role at J.P. Morgan after she was caught on camera and it went viral.
She's an idiot.
At the Knicks parade, grabbing one of the city trash cans that looked like a basketball net with Knicks on the side, dumping out the trash
and taking
and
it.
Running away with the trash can.
She has since been fired.
Okay. That is the controversy.
For anybody else caught doing something that stupid, the fine is usually minimal, and you might get community service. That's
it. So here's why her job matters. And certainly that people of a certain political affiliation, considering what department she worked for, will cling to that. And that plays a very minor role, and for one reason and one reason only, because her job is maintaining the image of the company. As a director, in theory, she is probably in charge of doling out tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars into whatever projects that she deems necessary to maintain a positive image
for that
company.
What does
that
have to do with dumping a trash can out and taking it as a souvenir?
As the director of that department, she is solely in charge of that company's reputation. It is very easy for the internet to figure out who she is where she works for. So had the company not taken action ahead of time, it then could have possibly come out.
Why didn't you fire her?
J.P. Morgan employee willing to steal from the city of New York.
Oh, good
J.P.
Lord.
J.P. Morgan okay with it. They have to get ahead of it because it implies that she does not have the integrity that they thought that she had when they hired her.
In a list of 1,000 things that I think should get you fired, shenanigans during a parade.
Right.
That this is a shenanigan.
Right.
During a parade is just not in my top. There are so many things that so many people do so wrong every single day.
Agreed.
That this one is like, I mean, it's stupid. She shouldn't have done it.
But you're not going to find a company on the planet that's going to look over that and say, you know what? You didn't violate our code of conduct and you didn't bring bad publicity to our name, even though your entire job was to bring good publicity.
I'm telling you, if you went to the World Cup and you got carried away and you were so excited that you dumped out some trash, and then you took the World Cup colored trash can as a souvenir,
and it went viral, I would not have a job.
Yes, you absolutely would. That's ridiculous. I think because this is in wealth and banking, the standard, it's a little more buttoned down. they would be like, how dumb are you? Why did you do this? We're going to suspend you for a day. Don't do it again. That's stupid. You know that you're representing the company when you're out there. Go pick up trash along the highway for a week,
okay,
and we'll call it even. I just think
this. I agree with the text line. It's a CYA fire. I can't disagree with that.
And
that's exactly what it
is. She's so dumb for doing it, but also, like, really? Let's go to Debbie and Lawrence. God, I miss Lawrence. Debbie, what are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
How's Algeria?
I have to agree with you.
Hug an Algerian for me today, will you?
Oh, I will. Rock chalk Algeria. But I have to agree with you. I think that community service is a much better idea, but she should be made to publicly apologize and return the the trash can. There's got to be some restitution there. I think firing her, unfortunately, people of that caliber of education and locate, job calling, is not going to have a hard time finding another job. So,
yeah.
That's not very much punishment, but having to publicly acknowledge it and do community service, I think, would be much better.
The other problem I have with this, Debbie, and I know, and thank you for the call, I know that technically, removing a trash can that does not belong to you in the excitement of the Knicks parade is theft. Technically, you are absolutely correct. But if I said to you, Sam, she got fired for theft, I would think, like, yeah, you should be fired if you embezzled money or you stole 6 laptops from your company. Like, jaywalking is also illegal. I'm not saying what she did was okay.
It also implies...
Is this really what we want to consider, like, theft? Yes, she walked off with a Knicks trash can painted in the colors of the team that she was there celebrating.
It also implies that she's okay with stealing things.
Oh, and Sam!
I'm just talking to you from an HR perspective. She is okay with stealing things. And in a company like JP Morgan, where they're probably very, very precise in their dollars and cents... does that mean she's okay with stealing paper clips or pens or reams of paper?
We all steal paper clips and pens.
I don't disagree
with
you.
Got 9 Sharpies in here that don't belong to me. Yes, if you're looking for a reason to fire someone, yes. And I'll tell you this. She went viral because she looks like she looks like a ding-a-ling. Look at me. I'm going to dump this out and steal a trash. It was so stupid.
There's also a great point from the text line. She was in a department where the job is to spend money, not make money, right? And banks like to make money.
Yeah.
If she was an investor for JP Morgan and one of the top asset gathering investors of 2026, she would not be fired today.
You think they were already looking for a reason to get rid of her?
I think that she was expensive and probably they deemed that, we're really not getting a whole benefit out of this make us look better thing because we're already JP Morgan. And now you've brought the potential of bad publicity. Goodbye.
By the way, TMZ writes, it ain't bolted down. So she flips the trash can over, dumps out all of the refuse before walking away with her basketball-based bounty. Another video shows her smiling, taking it home on a subway car, grinning wide while proudly displaying the loot. Okay. Do you know what I did once? We took a gigantic red bow off of the front door of a business because we thought it would be funny to put it on my girlfriend's car like we were in one of those fake Lexus commercials. Was that theft? I mean, yeah, I suppose so. Should I be fired for something like that? I mean, it was stupid. I was probably 35 when I did it, like way old enough to know better than to do something stupid like that. But haven't we all done something stupid? Remember the guy that ran into, what store was it, Sam? And he took the Patrick Mahomes football cutout. It was like a Hy-Vee or a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, yeah.
Or a Burger King. Was it a Burger King?
Whataburger.
That was Whataburger. They ran in, took the Mahomes cutout, ran out. Like, it's probably like, think of all the kids that do scavenger hunts. I'm not saying that's okay either. But
from an HR
so
perspective,
stupid.
I can't see a reason where she wouldn't be fired.
913-586-7798. Do you think alcohol was involved? I'm going to go with yes.
I would be willing to bet her salary that alcohol was involved. And by the way, had this not gone viral, she'd still be at work today.
Yes. I don't think she's a criminal,
it's
Sam.
All because, well, she's
I
a criminal.
I think she
That's,
had too much
no
to drink
there.
And made like... Also, we have another missing giraffe in the news today. We'll get to that when we come back. That's 2 days in a row.
Drinking and committing theft doesn't make you not a criminal. It's still committing theft.
Sure.
Okay.
And jaywalking is illegal. I'm not saying it's not illegal. I'm saying she's an idiot. I don't know if this is a career-ending move here, but here we are. Stick with us. We'll be back to wrap things up after this. I wouldn't exactly say she was a smooth criminal, Sam.
Obviously not.
I will ask you, all kidding aside, what's the dumbest thing you've ever swiped? Maybe after some drinks, maybe you were in your 20s and you're walking by. I'm going to give you one very deadly, dangerous example. Anyone that swipes a road sign or a road closed sign, but how many times have you seen that happen, Sam? You're out walking, and I'm not saying you specifically, and someone thinks it would be funny to take, which is city property.
Yep.
That is theft. You cannot just take a road closed sign. How many college garage interiors have those signs up on the garage walls?
I have three.
Okay. Are you a criminal?
Yeah, for taking those signs, but I didn't go viral for it, and I'm not in a position of power in charge of hundreds of thousands of dollars at a bank hired to do a job to make my bank look good.
You have a microphone in front of your face. I would say you wield more power than you think, my friend. Mm.
Thanks.
Let's go to Bob in Kansas City. Bob, hello. Go ahead.
Hey. I just want to say I get it. I used to have a bad habit of whenever I went to a restaurant and they had one of those single globe candy machines.
Yeah.
At their vestibule, I would just pick it up on the way out and take it home.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's easy to get into. You just put some vice grips on top, give it a good hard twist, and it'll come open.
All of the candy. You would take all of the candy from the front desk at the restaurants.
Well, the candy machine and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I would say. And how old were you, Bob?
Bob.
I was in my 20s, maybe.
Okay. Theoretically, Bob, that is theft. Yeah. That is naughty. You should not do that. I would say that that was merchandise that did not belong to you, and you should take it back. Do I think you should be fired or arrested for something that stupid?
Now, I would like to clarify. I did not steal any signs that were actively in use.
Oh, okay. So the trash can wasn't actively in use. You know why? It was full. There was no more trash going into the trash can.
Like, I didn't create a security problem for drivers because they were abandoned signs.
Okay.
Okay,
tell it to a judge. You. Let's go to Amy in Overland Park. Hi, Amy.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Dana, I love you to death. I love your laugh. But unfortunately, you are failing to see, you know, the importance of the situation. I mean, one thing you have to keep in mind, there's a huge, huge difference between doing something stupid when you're at university than doing something stupid when you hold a job that is head and shoulders above most other jobs.
Yeah.
When you represent a company and you have a job that's head and shoulders above most jobs, you have to behave head and shoulders like a leader.
Sure.
Above everybody else.
Or if you don't, you can't get caught.
Yeah, exactly. And let me bring up an example. Now, I have to speak extremely vaguely because this is a case that I had almost 30 years ago. Now, there was a young man who worked for I'll just say that he had a high paying job and he worked around with people.
Mm-hmm.
There was an entertainment district, which city I'm not going to mention, which mm-hmm. is much like our Westport district, and it blocks off the street. After the bars had closed, you could walk across the street where there's no cars, but there's a lot of there's hundreds and hundreds of people with on each side of the street, which could see what had happened. But real quickly, he didn't do anything wrong whatsoever. He got some food as he was crossing the street. He took a bite of it, dropped it because it was too hot, and made a fool of himself. That's all I can say. Because it was hot and he was drunk, kind of dancing in the street.
Yeah.
Now, this was before, this was before YouTube. This was before Twitter and all that stuff. Now, when he got back to the office that day, enough people said, oh my gosh, there's a blank man. That's the man. that it created a distraction. So because they didn't know about it, it created such a distraction, it affected productivity of not just him, but other workers as well.
And that's how they get you.
So the thing is, they had to fire him.
Yeah.
You know, because of the lack of productivity. Now,
hey, real quick, I'm going to have to put you on hold real quick. I am so sorry. We are trying and have been trying, if we seem distracted the last 10 minutes.
We've got it.
To follow the breaking news from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. What are they saying?
Just posted 3 minutes ago from KSHB. Police believe they have located the suspected highway shooter, Oscar Sanchez Munoz, dead inside his Independence home, according to a Kansas City, Missouri Police Department spokesperson this afternoon. The 22-year-old man was, of course, wanted in connection to the shooting spree along I-70 on June 16th in Kansas City.
There it is.
He faced criminal charges of discharge of a firearm in Wyandotte County for a June 11th shooting. Just to confirm, the manhunt, they believe, has come to an end, having found his remains inside his Independence home.
Okay, can I just ask a string of really stupid questions, because now I'm seeing this. A body was found inside the home of Oscar Sanchez Munoz today.
Yes. Favorite student in the front row.
Had we looked at his house before now?
I think they did.
Okay.
The details are confusing. We haven't gotten all of the details yet, of course. This just dropped in the last 10, 15 minutes.
Because he's also accused of going to his brother's house and burning down his brother's house after shooting at 5 or 6 different people, killing one, I will remind you.
The email that we got from the police department referenced a Brookside residence, so on a street called Brookside.
Yeah, that's very confusing. This is in Independence, Missouri, but it's on Brookside Street or the Brookside area.
Yes, in Independence. And his brother's home was also on Brookside. So I don't know if his home was on Brookside. I don't know if his brother. None of it really makes sense up until right now, because we don't have the information yet. What we do know is that they have checked his house, and they believe that the remains found inside the home belong to Oscar Sanchez Munoz, which, if that is true, the manhunt is now over.
How long has this been going on?
Too long. It happened the night of the Argentina-Algeria game.
Well, I hope it's him and not some other adjacent to him innocent victim, because there's been enough of that. 913-586-7798. We're going to try to get more information. We've reached out to KCPD. They are gathering the media at the location now. I can do a lot of things. I cannot be two places at one time.
June 16th. So
I reached out. I said, would you please call us or email us and tell us what is going on, because we are trapped in the studio. But I hope, for law enforcement's sake, for law enforcement's safety's sake, and for the public's safety's sake, that they got him. We'll look into it. Bring it back with more after this. So because of the World Cup, you guys can imagine the Kansas City, Missouri police officers are literally scattered all over the metropolitan area, as they should be. And that's one of the issues we're having, trying to get information relayed back from Independence. But what else happened during the break, Sam?
So we brought to you the breaking news update that the manhunt for Oscar Sanchez Munoz, who has been on the run for 8 days since he drove down I-670 and I-70, firing his gun at multiple vehicles. He was also tied to a June 11th shooting. They have found a body in the basement of the first home.
Of the burned out home?
Yes. So we thought that it was maybe a different home. We had no idea. The KSHB story was not clear, but this is now clear that it was the same house.
Listen to Channel 9. Kansas City police say family members found a deceased person inside the burned Independence home connected to the investigation. Sergeant Jake Bikina, spokesman for the Kansas City Police Department, said detectives are working under the assumption the body is that of 22-year-old Oscar Sanchez Munoz. They are awaiting confirmation from the medical examiner's office. He agreed the discovery of the body after multiple searches of the home is, quote, unusual. But police say the basement was inaccessible for a period of time, full of water and extremely congested with items and furniture.
Which would make sense that it was full of water and other fire repellents.
Because the firefighters.
Yeah, extinguishers.
Okay, but.
Because they had to put that fire out, and it took them hours to put that fire out.
Help me with the timeline here.
Okay.
Oh, my God. The shooting happened on what date?
It was the evening of June 16th as fans were driving into World Cup.
And one of those shot was an Uber driver. Yep. One of those shot was killed. Homicidal maniac then goes on the run. What was the date of he goes to his brother's house and goes Joe Walsh?
They followed him to the brother's house that evening. That Operation 100 lasted into the late hours of the morning.
Into June 17th.
That's correct.
Okay.
At some point in the early morning hours, the house was set on fire. It's not clear if he set it on fire. It was a blaze.
I just want to be clear.
They then took hours to put the fire out.
Mass shooting was June 16th.
Yes.
The standoff, he got away, we can't find him, fire was June 17th.
The second standoff that they thought was a standoff at the Kensington Avenue property was the following day.
Okay.
The picture, by the way, from the convenience store was from June 16th.
Right, but here's why I'm asking this, and I think our listeners, if you're following along, he committed this crime on the 16th, fires on the 17th. So are you telling me that this entire manhunt and the second Operation 100 was absolutely for naught?
Yes.
Because he was dead the entire time.
In the basement.
In the original crime scene where the fire happened.
It didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me that they were seemingly telling us that he was definitely in the home, in the brother's home, or his home, we're not sure. The one on Brookside Boulevard in Independence.
There's no way they thought that there was a body in the house. They never would have released that house back to family members for the family members to find a body.
According to the reporting, they were initially certain that he was in that home, right? And then he just somehow got out? How do you just somehow get out, right?
Well, I think they thought, well, maybe he set the house on fire and ran in a cloak of smoke. But, Sam, look, there's been a lot of resources put toward this thing.
Yeah.
If he was dead the entire time in the initial crime scene in Independence.
In the basement, covered in water and debris and...
No, we have death-sniffing dogs that could have gone through that house, do we not?
I'm not so sure that a dog would be able to really accurately sniff out a body among so much soot and fire and I mean... The fire extinguishing stuff that firefighters use also has a potent smell.
I think like most people listening right now, there are going to be questions tomorrow, just to be clear, if in fact this is dead homicidal maniac, how they miss this in Independence. And yeah. I'm not pointing out any, you know, I don't know.
And if it's not dead homicidal maniac, there's a lot of other questions.
What I do know is that for a family to then go back in the house and they started a GoFundMe, when was that, 3 days ago? Because they said, we didn't allow him in the house. We've lost everything. So for the family to go back into the house to know that they had lost everything, that means the police had to release that scene back to the family.
They're the ones that found him, yeah.
Which says to me there was no thorough search because when they released the scene back to the family, family goes to the basement, dead guy in basement.
Yeah. Text line, the pictures that they released today with the bleached hair that we were talking about were photos from June 16th, which would have happened prior to the shooting.
I think the original photos police provided us were prior mugshots.
Yes.
Or prior driver's license. I don't know. This was not a good person. I'm guessing he had a mugshot because he's a homicidal mass shooter person.
And I don't know the procedures. I mean, if a house is burning down and you put the fire out and you need to go clear it, I don't know what that looks like. It is going to be very hard.
I would not want to be the city spokesperson in Independence tonight. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. Is that Independence Fire that would have been in control of that scene?
I don't know. Those are all going to be questions we are going to be asking tomorrow.
But it looks like he is no longer on the loose, so.
Well, to your point, if
they
are working under the assumption this is him, if it's not, we've got an even bigger problem.
Yeah.
because that means somebody else is a victim here.
And he probably, yeah, it was probably at his hand. Allegedly. Assuming he's not dead, we'll just go with allegedly for everything we just said.
I mean,
who knows?
I did not have this on my bingo card this afternoon.
Get the Dana and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Download, like, subscribe. Do it.
Yeah, we'll be good. I'm tired. I'm going home. We'll see you guys all back here tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.